country.
Invest your money in the stock market.
Algunos para el.
Go look at the history of the NBA, folks.
Amy Talbin.
I have no idea how people who have grown up without what Andy did, which is to fetishize that incredibly rich celluloid image, that image that you could be enveloped by or enter or something like that, and that the early Warhol silent films look like beautiful nitrate film, in part because he was doing that very minimal high-contrast lighting. I mean, they were ravishingly beautiful. But I think that what most fascinated me was that they were running at silent speed, a third slower than life. It has to do with the notion that the film, its heartbeat isn't in sync with your heartbeat as the viewer, that I found incredibly mysterious because it was both distant and enveloping. You were separate from it because those people up there, they were moving slower than life.
Sometime in 1963, Andy Warhol bought a Bolex film camera, 16mm film camera. It was sort of the classic first filmmaker's camera. It was one of the first cameras that I ever shot a movie with. Mine was a wind-up camera. You had to wind it up, and you could shoot for 20 or 30 seconds before you had to stop and then wind it up again. Andy's had an electric motor that allowed you to shoot the entire 100-foot roll of film.
Hope you're comfortable. We're going to take a little spin here on the edge of things. Experimental dance and pop music collaged together for your mind. It's going on 1 a.m. Sunday morning. It's May. It's 2008. We have a lot to learn, but we know plenty.
Oh my God, I'm in love with a DJ.
Well, this is Kill Radio. I'm DJ Bennett. I'm in a good mood. So we'll see what we can do. I'm just going to vamp. I have so much I can deal with for you. Let's say it's Musty May.
Daffodils, hotseas, and phlox, meadowsweet and lily stocks, gentle lupin and tall hollyhocks, roses, fox, gloves, flower drops, forget me nots in an English country garden.
So contemplate the time and the place. Close your eyes, and there's visions. It's all for your head. I'm reaching out and sticking my finger around inside your head. I'm pushing buttons. Oh, another signpost up ahead. Wow. Brilliant colors. It says, welcome to the chill room.
Aghast. the elephant's trunk, and blues. The only key to your bed. Women are tired of dying alive if you've had any women at that. Child of mine.
Let me ask you this. I think the next
year or
what should we expect?
The cost of sanity in this society is a certain level of alienation. I grapple with this because I'm a parent. And I think anybody who has children, you come to this realization, you know, what will it be? Alienated, cynical intellectual, or slack-jawed, half-wit consumer of the horseshit being handed down from on high. There is not much choice in there, you see, and we all want our children to be well-adjusted. It's unfortunately there's nothing to be well-adjusted to, so that's a real problem.
Now. Thank you. was fascination, I know, and it might have ended right there at the start, just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone. Fascination, I know. Seeing you alone with the moonlight, then I touched your hand, and next moment I kissed you. Fascination turned.
It's rare this bit. Illinois fields at night in May. Maybe a springtime rain. You're listening to The Chill Room on killradio.org from Los Angeles. Where are you? I'm DJ Bennett. And tonight we're celebrating the lust of May. May is more than a month. May is a possibility.
Your dinner's down, and I've got a shake and a hound in a big, big horse. A white horse, high tree light in the head of gullies. I need you to see a horse, a white horse, which is such a beautiful girl. And she was nude and sincere and I loved it.
And I have no doubt that Andy understood that sadomasochistic part of formal state execution. There's something beautiful and sexual and intimidating about the electric chair as a star itself, as an intimidating force. And placing it beside human sexual activity is not really accidental, I think. There's a real force to it that I hope is easily felt by you as you look at this strange triptych: kiss, electric chair, and blowjob. In each case, we're talking about absence and presence, and we're talking about voyeurism, and we're talking about sexuality presented and then denied as well. That's, I suppose, very obvious in blowjob because the pornographic part of blowjob is happening off camera, and we're seeing a man's reaction to the act of blowjob. It's titillating, and it's also frustrating, and it's also humorous and witty, and it's also quite erotic as well, and quite beautiful. So you're getting a lot of Andy in one frame, one very tight setup of a face. In a way, it's a screen test. In a way, it's an electric chair. And in a way, it's an affirmation of the delights of voyeurism. That is to withhold yourself from a sexual act is in a way to engage in the sexual act. This is something that Andy seemed to do personally in his own life as well as in his art. And in another sense, you see it in Kiss, which is a series of kisses in close-up, shot from an angle that does suggest the way a kiss would be shot in Hollywood between two stars whose narratives you've followed throughout the whole film and would culminate in this moment, this kiss. But in Andy's film, you just get the kiss. You don't get the narrative. You don't get the context. You don't get the... You don't get the characters. You just get the kiss. It's a very strange experience to watch that film for over a long period of time. And I'm not afraid to die.